I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, my friends. Is everyone there? Oh,
hi.
Vinny's got his headphones
on. Are we on?
We are.
Man, I got to get with that program. All right, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, was that?
No, I'm fine.
You're great.
I'm totally fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I am too.
Great. Well, we're all here. We're all still here.
Yeah, it's week three, day two. From home shows. It's all good. You know what? I got out yesterday a little bit and went for a run.
Oh.
And the sun was out. And
yeah, it was a
nice
day yesterday.
I don't know if for people it's going to make it harder to deal with the stay-in-house order or easy. I don't know what the sunshine's going to do. For me, sunshine lifts my spirits either way. So I'm good with going in the backyard. We planted a couple little... We took pieces off some succulents that we had planted and brought them into the backyard here and just plunged them into the ground, and they're sprouting already.
It's amazing.
It's really
the
neat.
Succulents are the best. Every time we walk by a succulent, I just snap a little piece of, oh, that's pretty. Put that in my pocket for later.
Oh.
No,
look at
well,
you go.
I'm a thief.
You little rat.
I know. Well, you know, I'm sure people do it to mine too, so.
So, yeah, I got out and got a run in, and that felt really good because I didn't do anything over the weekends. I can't speak for other people with kids who are trapped inside. I've talked to a couple of my friends, Alan Rosen, to be specific, is one of them. And
bananas, ding, ding,
right.
Shame.
They're filling orders, so if you want to order something, go to bananas.com.
Anyway, need a guitar for the quarantine apocalypse.
His wife is... a businesswoman, and I don't. She does well for the family and works hard, and now she's working from home while Alan is still trying to work the business. And anyway, the point is, I said in text. So how is she doing now working from home? Is she having trouble getting things done? And he was. You don't want to talk bad about anybody, but he was like, yeah, that thing. That's that. Yes. So the wife is not. It's harder on the weekend than it is during the week, because at least you've got stuff to keep the kids busy. Or at least, like, my kid is of age that she's going to school. That's when the schoolwork happens during
the
week.
So there's a couple of hours during the day when she's occupied.
When we can say to her, you do your studies and
you have to go to school.
Zip it. And that helps. That's a huge relief. On the weekends, it becomes, oh God, what do we do with this kid?
Yeah. Well, you do a podcast.
Well, we're, you know, listen, right now, is she ready for that? I don't think so.
Sure she is. Listen, it's not about if she's ready. It's about 2 hours a day. Of that kid just chatting everyone up.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Yeah. It's about, you know, put her in the room and let her go. She was so freaking cute yesterday. Are we on Instagram Live right now, Bernie?
We are, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
good. Hi, everyone.
Hi. So this is on the Brynny Boy Instagram page, B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. Follow him and watch, you know, I think we're doing this part of the show live on
Instagram.
Did
the station actually tell us not to do it on theirs?
No.
Well, no, they didn't. They also didn't tell us to do it on theirs either, so. So I'm still working on that. And it was still a test yesterday, so I just haven't established all the, you know, logistics of where I'm going to post what and how and things like
so,
that. So once we establish and becomes a thing where I know how to do it and we are good at it, then I can, you know.
It looked good. I watched both of the clips yesterday, most of them, and especially the Isla one.
Yeah, that was great.
I didn't see the Isla one yet.
Oh, you gotta listen. It's gonna go away soon.
No, I'm pretty sure I saved it, so I can clip that up and send it to you, Vin. Maybe you post that on your.
Oh yeah, she's gotta see it. It's so good. She's great. She's just great. She's so matter of fact.
My ladies saw it. I don't think I saw it. Well, I know I didn't see it, but I think they saw it.
You need to look at. Well, if you have time, look at it because it is so charming. I'm telling you, Vin. You know, the podcasting.
She's ready.
She is ready. She wants to do what dad does.
One of the things that I dealt with yesterday, because she's cool. She's talkative and likes it and it's fun. But there's a downside to being in the public, especially when you're six. And that's people can be rotten. And she needs to. She's got very thin skin. Very. So I'm working with her a little bit on, listen, you know, she mistook some laughter that I was laughing at something at that, and she thought I was laughing at her. And so she was like, you know, hey, what did I do? I'm all, what? We're doing a show. You can't, it's not about you. You need to relax and understand that there's a bunch of us here.
You'll get her skin thickened up, Finn.
I'm working
on
it.
I know you, yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I think that would be fun, and it's certainly worth considering.
I think it would be a great use of her time, and frankly, that little kid that reviews toys on YouTube, kid's got nothing on her. Like, that kid's charming. I don't know if it's because I know her, so I extra like her or something. Like, she's, like, are we insane?
No,
but
you know,
I was like, that kid's got a future. Like,
as
that's
people have written,
mini
one
Vinny.
Of the things that I think that, I do actually get this part. One of the texts was just like, her little voice is so innocent and it really does make me feel good. And I can see how that would, right now we're all looking for some, the positives and the innocence and the bright, shiny personalities that make us feel better. Right?
I'm not done telling you the story yet.
I loved when we started clapping for her. Good job with the singing. And she's like, she continues to sing. And
she's like, no, I'm not done.
Right.
Not done.
That was the part where
I loved it. It was great.
It made
like,
me laugh.
Going.
But then she was like, oh, I thought you know, I'm just like, listen, no one at all is bummed on you. You're good.
Yeah.
So she's just got to get that through her head.
Well, and as far as like mean comments go, there are a-holes out there. We've seen your comments. And some of you have even been blocked from our feeds because I'm like, I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Right.
And those are, of course, the ones that you remember. But, you know, if you were to do some kind of podcast, I mean, you'd just have to be in control of what got through to her, you know?
Right. No question, because it wouldn't work.
Talk with her about why, you know, it's a real thing. It's not, and her own podcast isn't the only place she's going to experience that in life. I mean...
Well, that's the conversation that we had yesterday, and we've had it a few times. There have definitely been times where, look, she's six. I get it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I've had this, becoming a parent's been funny because there have been certain reactions or things she's done where I'm like, well, this kid's ruined. I don't know that there's any coming back from this.
Right.
And it turns out all that stuff is just growing experiences, and she's not ruined, and.
No,
you know.
She'll be fine. She's going to be her own person.
The Instagram feed is blowing up with, we love Isla. We need more Isla.
No,
Isla's
I mean,
uplifting. Hey, Sarah's on top.
Yeah. I made the call today. So poor Nicole is relegated to behind the comments.
Am I not on top? Because I am in my picture.
Oh, you are. No, you're on the bottom.
No, you're on the bottom. He's on the bottom right in mine, too. So that's fine. That's where Vinny was yesterday, and you can see him the whole time. Bryn is, for me, Bryn's upper left, but I guess I'm upper left on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'll watch it later.
I called Sarah this morning. I go, hey, Sarah, call us so you can start it off. She goes, okay, go ahead. Like, what do you mean, go ahead? You call us. You got to make the call, dude.
I don't know. Honestly, it was pure chance that I even made it happen. I honestly don't know. I don't know how to start a new call. I don't know. I was like, oh, here's an old one. I'll try that.
That's funny. So one of the things, let me see, where's our time? One of the things that I've been hearing about nonstop, and I know you have too, is that Tiger show on Netflix.
Oh my God, did you watch it yet?
I started the first episode. Oh, I finished the first episode yesterday.
See, I finished the first one, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to go back. Like, I can't stand these people.
I don't like it either.
But
I don't like it either.
Everyone's saying, like, you got to, that, you know.
Well, it's a car crash.
The way it unfolds, right.
Nicole's all over it.
Nicole's all over it.
Yeah, she loves it.
There's so many articles about it, especially, like, celebrities who want to do, like, the bio documentary movie. Like, there's so many, and Cardi B wants to get him out of jail. There's so many celebrities that are so into this, so there's all these articles too about new laws coming into place because of the documentary.
Good.
And it just,
no one should have those cats.
No. And it's hard because I hate the people as well, because of, nobody should privately own big animals like that. But it just gets better because you cannot believe that these people actually planned this and just live life like they do. It's crazy. I don't want to give too much away, because
because
I know the first episode's kind of hard, because I was like, what is this? And then I just kept going, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And
well, you were saying they ended on these cliffhangers at the end of it. You're like, how can they get any crazier than
I can't even explain it. And the amount of memes that are coming out from this, like, the memes are hilarious.
So if we want to stay up in the social discourse, we have to watch.
Yes, there was
Tiger
one,
King.
There was this one meme that said, "During an epidemic, we should all thank Joe Exotic for bringing the nation together." Because how crazy it is, like, everybody is just talking about this.
Oh man, I think I have a couple stories in the first. Maybe I'll just move them to the front. Oh no, they're at 7. I'll do them at 7. But yeah, this. Boy, these people and their teeth.
I definitely want to see what you and Vinny think about it, for sure.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, I'll watch some of it today.
Weird thing, as I'm sort of struggling with, I'm not a fan of people who... Is the guy abusing animals, in my opinion? Yes.
Yes,
he
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
So that's my opinion. But, you know, I guess if you listen to him, he loves them more than his own life and whatever. So I don't... That's. But I just... On the other hand, the guy does hustle. Like, Jesus, did you see what the bill is to feed 250? The guy's got over 250 tigers.
Right.
They
were saying in the first episode, this is the only one I've seen, that they, the first 6 months of the thing's life is when they make all the money from it.
Yeah.
Right.
Cub.
Like $100,000 they'll make from one cub. So they need to constantly have little cubs, because people pay. And the amount of money people pay to get into that park, it's like, isn't it like $390 or some crazy
or
thing?
Or $600, I think the other guy was there, because there's a couple of these tiger guys. But
right. But then there's levels. Like, if you know, just to get in, it's one price. If you want to hold a cub or get your picture taken with a cub, I mean... Well, honestly, you'd think the world would have run out of people who need to go see these cubs by now. And the lady was saying, what's her name? Carol Baskin?
Oh, God, her, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
She was saying it costs her $10,000 a year to feed each one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I got that down to $3,000. I take the dead cows that they have at the butcher, you know, the ones that died of natural causes. Oh, my God. There's some gore in that, too. Like, it's not easy to watch some of this. They're carving up those bodies.
Right.
It's a world I did not know existed. And right. That guy does hustle. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm sitting there going, wow, he's really... He's got a business going. I mean, he's working hard. He's a hick. There's no question. But I think there's not a lot to do in certain places. So to answer your question, why would someone... Because if you...
You're like passing through.
In Eugene, Oregon, while I loved my time there was nothing to do. You had to go to Portland to find stuff to do. You just did.
Do they have like a local attraction in Eugene though? Like, is there a cave that everyone has to go to? So people who are on the highway go, oh, this is the one. Because that's what I'm thinking. This guy's like in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
And the other one, the other dude's like in Georgia. I'm thinking those long stretches of highway where they got the billboards up like, hey, 8 miles and you mm-hmm, can see
probably.
The tigers.
Sure.
And they work and the kids are like, oh my God, tigers, I gotta go see. Like, it's the only thing I can think of. I mean, who hasn't stopped at a roadside attraction in their life? You know, you ever go to that Flintstones place?
I have.
And I think it's on I-95 or...
When the story...
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've been to it?
Sure.
Oh.
Drive through the country, you're like, oh, stop there. South of the border, God, there's a... I think it's actually going to...
I went there on our Trippin' with Vinny bit.
Well, how can you miss it? You see the billboards for 100 miles or more through North Carolina as you're going south of the border.
Right, so that's South Carolina, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I went there, yes. I drove that whole eastern...
Right, I think it's I-95, isn't it?
I don't know.
And whatever it is, it's the big highway that runs up and down the East Coast. Yeah, it's, I mean, so that's, these are...
Well, I got to look at it, and yeah. I sat there, I locked myself in the room last night at, I don't know, after dinner. I gave the girls baths, and then... finished all that and was like, I'm just gonna watch this show. I'm just gonna sit down and watch it. And after I finished it, I didn't feel good. It's gross.
No, it's not. It doesn't make you feel
when
good. It makes you feel
the
terrible.
The story on Carol, like her personal story, develops more. That's for me. I thought that's when it got good, and that's the part where everybody's talking about. I want to give too much away on that part, but
well, I'm seeing stuff
it,
already. Yeah. Yeah.
Once you get into it, it's very. That's when everything just starts going downhill.
Vinny,
and
let's
like,
just watch one. Let's watch one today.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and report on
so wait,
one.
So you're saying Carol, this is the so-called good guy in the story.
Yeah, so far, the first episode, they make it seem like she's trying to save everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I got from it, though, is she's running her own cat park.
Right. Okay, she's not breeding them, which I'm like, okay, I get it. She's got to pay for these things to eat, so she lets people come and see them. And I don't think there's any cuddling.
Yeah, no, she
but
doesn't
at least,
do touching or anything like that.
At least she's not breeding them, right? So
yeah,
I'm like, oh, okay, I can see it. And she's a cat enthusiast, and all she has is cat clothes. And she's an effing weird cat lady, you know?
She's the
weirdest
cat
lady ever.
She goes, I'm actually allergic to cats, so I can't be. What?
Okay,
I like lady. I like her tagline, too. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
I haven't gotten that far yet. I don't know her tagline yet.
Oh, sorry.
Nicole, it's all right. You know, not a spoiler, probably.
No, it's not.
Well, anyway, Tiger King, that's happening. So we'll watch. Let's agree to watch one of those. Today, I just decided yesterday, the hell with all of it. I'm making masks without, because everywhere I turn, the need for masks is real. If you have a sewing machine, break it out. Like, It's time. We've got to do this. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for this elastic. And so yesterday I worked on it all day and figured out how I'm going to specifically do these things. And today I'm going to start cranking ones with the ties on them, you know. They need those too. They say some people don't like the ear things because they can rub their ears. So
well, I believe anything at this point is better than nothing. And for someone who's working... You know, they've got their one mask and the thing broke and they find themselves going, I got to go to work today without a mask.
Yeah.
Anything's better than nothing. And
right.
A bandana isn't this would absolutely improve over a bandana, right?
Yes. Although, you know, it's if a bandana is all you got, maybe that's what you do. But not hospital workers. Those people should have these masks. But yeah, it's, you know, it's just getting. The need is so real, and everywhere I look, I see it. I'm like, okay, it's time to just start cranking these things out.
And I don't know. Look, my own personal belief was the government has made a few mistakes, and one of them was that BS line that the masks won't save you when their effort was to save masks for the workers that need them. They should have just said to the general, because everyone's looking at doctors going, you're wearing a mask. I'm keeping my masks.
Yeah, I mean,
so it was just one of those dumb things. Like, what are we stupid? Just tell us that not to get them because workers need them. And why is there a shortage? It turns out it's because we've turned that business basically over to other countries who have also been hit by the pandemic and haven't been able to make more that we need.
Well, and hoarding. I mean, the thing is, as soon as this thing started to happen, everybody ran to their local hardware store and bought every single mask that was available. So now everyone in the public is clamoring for them because you can't get them. And the people who actually use them on a daily basis and really need them are SOL.
Right.
So it's a conundrum that can be solved with your sewing machine. So I sew all the time, and I think maybe I'll make a pattern, just a quick one, because I sort of took one that I had and simplified. I just worked on it yesterday. I simplified one. You're going to be able to put a mask inside it. So maybe I'll put that.
Oh,
up.
All right.
Because they say the fabric. What's that?
I have a couple comments from Instagram here.
Okay.
One of them saying, that's cool, Sarah, for making masks. Another one asks if you can make a tutorial on IG on how to make the mask. Another one says, Sarah, stop touching your face. Because as they said that,
am
I'm
I touching
watching
my
you
face?
And you're constantly touching your face. And another one says, hey, Vinny, very cool SF tattoo. It's actually fun reading these comments as they roll through. I know. I couldn't see it either, but people will see it. It's
amazing. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
Funny. All right, I'll try to stop touching my face and Vinny.
Yeah, try to be cognizant of that. It's so funny how after they said it, I start realizing how much you touch your face.
Well, you know what it is, because I'm leaning forward, so I'm constantly putting my hand up to like rest my face on.
Yeah. Well, now you're doing it again.
Yeah, exactly.
And I will continue to do it. So
later when you watch this,
leave me alone.
This is live.
I just don't even care.
Well, you're at home, so it should be okay.
Right.
You know, I swear to you, I know that. I'm no different than anybody else. Anybody who gets this, it's you don't deserve it. I don't believe that. It's just, but we're trying hard over here not to get it, and I am going to be fury.
I know.
I really am trying. We have been social distancing. We have been, although the one time I went out over the weekend, we have a mask for me to wear, and I didn't bring it.
Well, I'll mail all you guys a little packet of masks if I can crank them out fast enough.
I think that there's a little bit of, I don't know if it's hay fever or whatever's happening in the air, but there's no doubt.
They're 100%, man.
So
my
you're
nose
feeling
runs
it too?
Constantly, yes.
Okay.
Itchy eyes and.
So I'm with you out there. If you keep twitching, everything you do, you're like, oh no. I'm feeling that as well, but I think that's just hay fever. And, you know, if you've done all the right stuff, you shouldn't be finding yourself in the ER.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I mean, I'm knocking wood, but I'm saying, you know, I feel like we got in just in time. Like, we had a scare early on, like, oh God, does someone have it that we know? And, you know, it was definitely, the first week was pretty difficult, but now I feel like we're settled. And yesterday, Johnny Mosley came to the house and he sat out in the, we ran a super long microphone out to him and set him up in a whole nother area outside. And,
is that right?
It is. You know, he was like, oh, it's fine. I'm fine. And I'm like, I'm fine too. And John and Bryn were like, you people are crazy. Why would you ever take a chance? I'm like, all right, fine. God, you guys.
Yeah.
But they're not wrong. And I was like, I actually thought about that later. I'm like, why would I take that chance? Like, so far, so good. Why expose yourself to anybody?
That's,
you don't have
the
to.
The whole point is we put ourselves into quarantine, and to do one thing to expose contamination means you've just blown the whole thing.
The whole thing. Exactly. So you've ended your quarantine, and now you're starting your whole countdown over again.
So how was your other show yesterday?
Oh, it was fine. It was good. We only did one, so Johnny had energy the whole time. It was
good.
Well, he's not working, and he will continue to not work. So we're like, why would we do more than one? Let's just do what we're, you know, what's on our minds today and not have to, like, think what the world might be like in a few weeks.
And how did day two of putting on pants go?
Oh, I never did day one, so.
Oh.
I mean, oh, right. Sorry. I'm naked from the waist down, I think is what you want to hear.
No, well, yes, of course
okay,
I
we're
do.
Definitely out of time. Too bad we have to stop talking about this. KLLC,
you were
KLLC
to make
HD1.
A routine out of putting clothes on, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that part of the plan?
Yeah, you had said
it was,
to
I
us
said
this
yesterday,
week you were gonna,
I said
right.
yesterday that it went out the window. I pulled the jeans up and went, these don't look like they fit. Let's just pull the old comfy pants back on. It's time for a song. Play one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.